Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I got a question for you. Has your cell phone changed your life? The answer is, whether you like it or not, it has. You know, so many people are saying, you know, why do you spend so much time on your phone? And who are you talking to? Who are you texting? It's like, actually, I was balancing my checkbook. I mean, the phone does so many things nowadays. You can do so much stuff with it, right?
And it depends who has the phone. It's like a younger generation may be doing something else differently. But you see, if you're an older generation, rest assured, I'm not playing on this thing. You
know? Right.
There's books on here. Right. There's a Bible on here. There's business tools.
That's true.
So it all depends on...
Yeah, you got somebody playing some game on there, and the next person to them is actually balancing their checkbook or doing business. Or
I remember years ago when you started using the phone a lot, I mean, you said, not want to pull out in public and say, really, I'm doing something important on this thing. Really, I am. I'm not playing. You know?
I remember my dad talking to me once about it. You know, and he just, you know, hey, Dad. And so I was like, it's the Bible. See the Bible? Right? Because it's distracting. It literally, you know, we're going to talk about there was 12 ways the phone has changed our lives. And I thought about this, too. We always talked about this at the Next Step Outbacks and how much attention do we, undivided attention do we pay to our children? And history said it was the newspaper. And they would read the newspaper,
Right.
And the kid would say something, they pull the paper down and look. Well, today the paper's on the phone.
Yeah.
So the same thing is we got to make a choice, is that we're going to let it change our life or what are we going to do about it?
We need some best practices in that.
Now, who's the author of this book? Tony
Renke, I believe, is his last name.
And it's talking about 12 ways that has changed our lives. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at this.
Do you know how to get to Hoffman Park? Hey, thanks.
I encourage you, you got to get this book, you know, ways that your phone has changed your life. You can see the book on your screen, but he talks about in this book, 12 ways your phone is changing you. And it is, you know, technology is happening. It makes me think about, you know, the industries that used to lead the top 10 industries. I mean, let's look at the graph right here. You know, 10 years ago, I believe it was, the 12 ways your phone is changing your life. One is, of course, you know, we are addicted to distraction. It's so easy. I mean, they call that ADD, but the truth is how easy it is to distract
shiny
someone.
Shiny object, because right. You're lost.
And trying to, you know, spend some time with the Lord and abide with Him. So many things try to distract you. And so you have to literally take charge of your environment.
Absolutely. You have to have a strategy, you know, because you'll get a notification for Facebook or an email or a Fox News alert or something. And
you
it'll pull you away.
Or, you know, use an actual Bible instead of your phone and then put your phone somewhere else.
Well, put the phone away. Normally people are carrying their phones with them everywhere they go. So
right.
You can get back to that person.
And the second one he talks about is like, what is it?
We ignore our flesh and blood.
You got to pay more attention to it.
Okay, well, let's go out to eat. When are we going to go eat again?
I'm all about eating, man.
I know you are.
Right? Yeah, really paying attention. So you have families. I was at a place in southern Alabama. We're at a retreat. And the whole here, this place is like the lap of luxury. Don and I were just buzzing over. We weren't there.
You're just kind of peeking over.
We're staying anyway. So anyway, and they were having this breakfast all you can eat thing. And this whole family drove, came from a long ways. They're staying at this hotel that probably cost them $500 a day to stay at this hotel.
That's gracious. Passing through.
We were just going to buy the bill. And they were all looking at their phones, you know. And it's like, you're here. Enjoy it, you know.
That thing away.
You know, I put my phone out and took a picture of them. Okay, so, but you're just like, it's so sad is that we're just being so disconnected. And it's one thing that our own flesh and blood, in Isaiah 58 says, the book of Isaiah chapter 58 says, paying attention to your own flesh and blood is a part of true repentance. So fasting and prayer is about, I got to acknowledge the people that I live with. I always like to bless the VFN family every single week.
Yes.
About having, you know, a blessing over authentic relationships and come against anything that hinders love and God-vital relationships in your life, because everything's coming against that.
That's what's real. Yeah. That's what's going to last.
That's totally what's going to last. We got no time to cover all of these, but you can see this. Let's go to the next six up here so you have them at least on your screen. And we have that information for you on the VFN Torch. But understand, we got to take charge. We went through a whole time of trying to figure out how do you use this technology. And the thing is, you have to have the technology submit to you. Mm. You don't submit to the technology. And when you do that, it can be a tool and it can help you. We're reaching all the way around the world. We're reaching you around the world through technology. But it's important for you to remember that God exists outside of technology and to be able to have that intimate relationship with Him and other people. Let it change your future. Don't let it change your future. I want to pray with you right now. Write to us, by the way. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear your comments on this. How are the technology and phones changing your life? Or comment below. We want to hear from you. Father God, we just bless our audience right now with the ability to take control over this thing that may have been controlling these phones. Lord, to be able to use them properly, Lord God, that the distractions would go. Lord, we ask you right now, Father God, we just speak success, Lord, over our folks, God, that you would just encourage them, Lord God. You would touch their marriages and relationships. Father God, we thank you for everything that you're doing. And right now, God, we just declare and we ask and declare, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.